One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, Emily's dreams keep dragging her back to the old farmhouse, making her wonder if it's grief or just classic ghostly overcommitment.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And yes, please do call, share your real ghost story with us. Even better, press subscribe wherever you're listening to us so you don't miss any of our ghost stories. We put out plenty of them for you every single day, so you can binge away on them anytime you want. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. And what's going on?
So I think you'll appreciate this very quick story about my neighborhood.
Okay.
You know me. You've known me a long time. Mm-hmm. I generally don't talk to a lot of people. No. I don't go out of my way to. And for the most part, I want to be left alone.
Yeah.
So I only know one of my neighbors. Her name is Holly. She lives right next door. There's an empty lot between us. Very nice person. Very sweet. But I don't even talk to her that much. So right next to her is another house where this guy lived. And the house is always a little bit messy. And just he was strange. I used to call him in my own circle Sasquatch. Uh-huh. Because he was a bigger guy. And he would always be working out in his yard with his shirt off. And mm-hmm. he had long hair and a big beard and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So at any rate, he's gone. It looked like a hazmat crew came in and was cleaning out his house over the weekend. I thought that's going to stir up some conversations. So I'm out Saturday, right? Just like, again, just doing my thing. I had to repair some steps on my front porch and all this kind of stuff. Well, here comes Holly. She comes over to say, hey, did you hear?
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, what's going on? You know? And so she kind of fills me in on what she knows. Then my next door neighbor had to same day, I'm out front, but the neighbor goes, oh, you're working on your steps. Yep, working on the steps. You can see that from where you're at, you know, yep. Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
And then this old couple that goes on like 4 or 5 walks a day and never comes by my house. They always walk on the other side of the thing because I think they think like don't go talk to this guy kind of mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
They actually walked by my damn house to say, hey, did you hear?
Oh, God.
And I'm sitting here going, why me? Like, you know, I don't like to talk to people. Just keep walking.
Because people like to share weird news, like with anyone they see. It's like, like my mom's like that too. It's like, hey, did you hear so-and-so died? Or like, it's usually like something horrible. It's like, oh, yeah. So, no.
I'm hearing about how this guy like traded his house for a camper. So I'm thinking I'm thinking Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation. But I'm like, oh, that's, you know, I hope he's doing well. And somebody's like, I wonder, you know, if he lost the house. I don't know. Well, you know, when the windows are open, all you can smell is cat pee in his house. It's like, oh, well, great. Bye. Got to get some work done on, you know. But yeah, it's just like, for whatever reason, Saturday was the day to everybody come talk to Todd.
So did you figure out what actually happened to the guy?
I really don't know. I do think that he probably just like went away. Uh-huh. And I do think that his house is probably messed up inside because I did see the people with the hazmat suits coming in to unload all the junk in the house.
God. But
quite honestly, I don't care. As long as a nice family moves in mm-hmm. and they don't come talk to me and I don't find out their names, that would make me very happy.
A nice family moves in. I don't find out their names, so they don't come talk to me. That would be
Or they're really, really cool and I want to hang with them, which is probably not gonna happen.
Sure. So. Sure. Yeah.
Good God. I'm not afraid of the ghosts. I'm afraid of real people coming to talk to me while I'm doing yard work.
Well, I'm in the same way. I don't like being disturbed. It's like, I'm good. Just continue on and that's why I don't know. I don't go for a lot of walks. I like to walk, but I don't because everybody's like, hey, how you doing? Da, 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 da. I'm like, I just want to walk. But you know, but having the AirPods in now, that really, I don't know, people used to like, they ignored headphones for the most part, but the AirPods have some sort of power where you see with the AirPods and you don't make eye contact with somebody, they kind of let you go. They're like, oh, they can't hear me anyhow. And they're
I'm gonna freaking try that. I don't have an Apple product, but I will go get some AirPods or something that looks like that.
Yeah.
And I will walk around now with that.
Do that. I mean, you can go to the grocery store and people are like wearing them walking through the grocery store. And I'm always like, that's kind of weird. Like I need to hear like what's around me so I don't get hit by a stray cart or something.
Right.
But I bet it's a lot for that reason too, of just people will be less likely to bother you if you have those in.
I don't think I need to pipe in any audio. I'll just have they'll be fake. They'll just be hanging out of my ears and people will think that I'm busy or listening to something. Or I will even talk to myself on my walk to make it seem like I'm on the phone with somebody just to be left alone.
That's all you need to do. There you go. Problem solved. You can now go out into society, Todd.
Thank you. Thank you for the advice.
I'm glad we've come to this.
Me too, actually. Me too.
Let's go to our first call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to this one right here. And hear a ghost story. Hi.
It's Emily from Minnesota again. I had called yesterday and left a bit of a creepy story for you today. I want to tell you a little bit about one of the more recent events in my life. A little bit of a backstory. My grandparents lived on a farm since before all of us grandkids were born. I'm kind of in the middle of the age range. And so we all grew up there and absolutely loved the farm. They retired off of it, however, when I was in about eighth grade, and moved into a small town that was nearby. And by small town, I mean like 250 people. That's the area I'm from. So we were all kind of upset about it, but obviously understood that they couldn't live there forever. It was too much upkeep for them, but they were pretty young still. So they were able to, keep going with their lives about the same as they were without farming. My grandma came down with Alzheimer's about 6 years ago now. We started noticing the symptoms you know, my grandpa kind of just became her caretaker because he pretty much didn't want to admit that she was fighting that disease. So he was kind of in denial. It really took a toll on him as she was getting worse and worse. In October of 2016, he had an unexpected, very unexpected, massive heart attack and passed away instantly. They were out pheasant hunting, and he pulled off the side of the road and reached out for my grandma's hand, kind of moaned, she said, and then he slumped over and he was gone. My grandpa was a very big man, so she couldn't do anything, and she had this leg down a passing by car. Luckily, it was somebody that we actually, our family knows. But the weird part is he was right by their old farm. We think that he was going home, as we would call it. Fast forward a couple weeks, and my grandma was really struggling. They were going to be 75, I believe, and they had been together since high school. My grandma kind of broke, and her Alzheimer's really progressed quickly. She ended up in a care facility for dehydration and whatnot, and ended up declining to her death on New Year's Day, very early in the morning. So here's where it gets kind of weird. The night after my grandpa passed away, I had a dream about him. Not so weird, other than the fact that we used to always say, hi, Gramps, how you doing? And he would say, oh, not worth a damn. In my dream, I knew that he wasn't supposed to be there because I could see we were in their house in town, and I could see my dad and my uncle sitting on the steps behind him making the phone calls to the family that he had passed, which is what had happened the night before. When I asked him, you know, hi, Gramps, how you doing? He said, I really wish I could tell you I was okay, but I just can't do that. And I kind of looked at him and I said, what do you mean? And he just hung his head, shook it, and walked out. And when he got to the doorway to the living room, he disappeared. I had a few more dreams about him. Not really anything like that. Just really random snippets throughout the next couple months before my grandma passed. And now ever since my grandma passed, I've been having dreams mostly of him, some of her. I always know that they're dead, but we are always, always back at the farm cleaning out their house as if they had just died. And sometimes they start out alive and are, you know, talking and whatnot. But I know that something's off and I know that it's weird, but I still don't say anything. And then all of a sudden they'll transfer over to being ghosts. And I'm like, oh, there it is. I knew that they weren't alive, but I'm never terrified, but I am always pretty scared. The most recent one I had was just like 2 days ago. I was sitting in front of my grandpa's old rocking chair in the farmhouse, like always, and he kind of faded into view as his chair started rocking. And I reached out for his hand, and I just couldn't grab it. And he talked to me briefly, asked me to come outside with him, and then he disappeared. Another dream I had was him and my grandma sitting on the couch with me, and we were at a birthday party. I'll just add in, it was right around the time of my kids' birthday party, because we do a joint one. They're very close. And I was really upset that my grandparents were missing that for the first time. We were very, very, very close with them, so it's been a hard past couple months going through these holidays for the first time without them. But we were at this birthday party, sitting on the couch and talking, and all of a sudden, they both slumped over right on top of me, two big people, and all of a sudden, we were at their funerals, and it just petrified me. I don't know why we're always at their farmhouse in these, and I'm just kind of wondering, you know, what do you guys think? Do you think that they're simply visiting me? There's some reason why they're always dead? Or do you think that they're stuck at the farmhouse and aren't able to move on? I mean, my grandpa passed right by the house, and my grandma was not anywhere near our home. So just kind of looking for some of your insight on that and kind of what you think that maybe they're visiting or not or whatever. Yeah, that's about it for today. I do have a few more historical phone calls and write-ins in the last, 2 weeks since I found you guys, so I'm going to hold off on those for quite a while here. But I really hope to hear this with some of your guys' insight. I would love, love, love to hear what you guys have to say, because I'm lost, and maybe it's just because I miss them so much, but I don't know. It'd be nice to hear from someone else. I will talk to you guys later, and I love your podcast. Please, please, please keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you for sharing that with us. And dreams are interesting. I talk about mine a lot, and I'm usually back at the damn radio station. And, and it's just doing the same sort of things that I did back then, kind of like she's talking about, she's doing the same act over and over in these dreams. What are your thoughts?
So I'll give some personal thoughts as far as the paranormal is concerned. I don't know that, in general, people get trapped to a location, like their energy gets trapped. I think sometimes they're there because it was a very special place to them. It meant a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it was a comforting situation, or maybe there was a traumatic situation that happened that part of them may stay there for a while. It seems to me, in listening to what she had to say, it seems like they're just trying to contact her. I hope she gets to the point where she's no longer fearful of mm-hmm. this dream, this communication, whatever it might be, because I don't think her grandparents would not come to her to try and make her afraid, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're probably just trying to connect with her in some way, shape, or form. And I've also heard through various groups and people who investigate that when loved ones come back to us, sometimes it's difficult for those who have dealt with dementia mm-hmm. to realize that they're dead.
That would be really shitty because... Yeah, that would be just kind of there all the
yeah. I had somebody tell me, because I've always wondered. So after my mom passed, she has come to me on several occasions. Even before she passed, I think she came to me because I think she was in the state of passing.
Mm-hmm.
But my father has not really come back to me,
no.
And he's been gone about 2 years, and he had dementia when he passed away, and. I was told, when I asked some people about this who investigate and have some thoughts on it, they said that they believe that people who pass from dementia, sometimes that person doesn't realize they're gone because they're still in the state of dementia, which makes me very sad.
Yeah.
Because it's a horrible disease. It's a horrible way to go.
Yeah.
And I hope that's not the case, but I hope the caller gets to the point where she's no longer scared by these dreams or visits, and actually maybe gets to a point where she can kind of control them and maybe have conversations with her grandparents that she wants to have.
Yeah. I wonder if dementia is like my dreams, like, except it then it extends into like real life where like, cause I'll have those dreams where I'm like in a completely different world. I mean, not like a crazy world, like real reality here on Earth. But there's like people in there that I don't know, but I know them in the dream, and it's just this whole other like life that I'm leading over there. And I couldn't tell you anything about it right now because I don't know it until it comes up in the dream. And it's like, oh, yeah, I remember all these things. But I wonder if that's kind of what it's like when you almost like. What is it? Where you're halfway asleep, but not, and you have the.
Yep. Sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis. Yeah, it's sort of like that, but more like, ongoing, where you're fully awake. You're able to operate. They can feed you food, and you can still interact with your environment around you, but like all these other things are overlaying that too from your mind, and you're thinking that these are all real, and it's all mixed together with the reality that's around you. I wonder if that's kind of what it's like, that extends beyond just your subconscious.
Yeah, I wonder if the whole state of being and dealing with dementia if maybe, and I think I've said this to you before, I wonder if those people are just a little bit more open to things going on around them or things that we don't believe to be reality the way that we're brought up. I wonder if they're just more open to other timelines, other situations, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's scary. And I hope that it's not the case that people with dementia are caught with dementia even after they pass. I hope that's totally freed from them and they don't have to deal with it anymore.
What's interesting about it is, you know, a lot of people with dementia, as long as you're not sitting there correcting them every time that they're saying something that doesn't make sense, just let them do their thing. And a lot of times they don't get that upset as long as you don't break this cycle of what's going on.
Absolutely.
And they can go from one thing to the next really easily. In dreams like that with me anyway, it's like, it's totally illogical. But just the weirdest thing can be introduced and you're just like, oh, of course, that's that. That's just fact. And there's no reasoning to it. It's just, boom, this is what's here. I'm wondering if that's a similar state of existing, of thinking.
I wish we knew more about it because it's a scary thing. I think about it all the time. I'm worried I'm going to end up with severe dementia like my father had. Mm-hmm. And I'm not looking forward to that, Tony. Not looking forward
to
it.
We're just going to lock you in a padded room with a microphone and say, talk.
Oh, God.
So in other words,
guess what? I could do that.
In other words, most production rooms is you're going to be ending up in a production room with a live mic.
Like as I sit here in the studio right now talking with you on this podcast, same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, my grandmother died of it too. I have no idea if my parents will be getting that anytime soon, but it's a scary thing to think about, but I mean, it's exciting because there's a lot of advances and such in those areas. I'm just wondering if they're going to have enough advances by the time it's going to affect us. So speed up the process, kids.
Give as much money as you can right now.
Exactly. And if you call right now, we're going to throw in a juicer and another miracle blade for a friend. Okay.
And also Time Life love songs of the 80s will come to you as well.
You're going to get like these five CDs right now, but then every month we're going to send you more of the greatest love songs ever made that you've never heard of before.
Hits like Phil Collins' Groovy Kind of Love. Insert
you got
song
a
here.
Groovy kind of love.
Yes.
Yep. There you go. I was listening to Phil Collins this weekend, and he's aged really badly in the last 10 years.
He has, but my God, if you listen back to all of his great songs when he was with Genesis and not with Genesis, just a freaking powerhouse machine of hits.
I know. One of my favorite artists. Still, all right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that fun stuff, check it out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there. Everything's ad-free or patreon.com/realghoststories or just search Real Ghost Stories Online on Patreon and support us there and get all the content ad-free. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Message and data rates may apply or consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long-term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.